I introduce myself as Father Peter Dolan, Pastor Emeritus of St. Lucy Catholic Church in Port St. Lucy, and a fond and fortunate friend of the Gleeson family since 1959. When my bishop, then Archbishop Joseph P. Hurley, of happy memory, asked me to plant the spiritual seed of this beautiful parish of the Resurrection in Winter Garden by celebrating Masses on Sundays. At that time we didn't have Masses on Saturday evening. I was then also a Vice President of Bishop Moore and faculty member in Orlando. And on learning of my favorable fortune, Dr. Gleeson immediately, enthusiastically and generously offered the spacious waiting room in his clinic on North Boyd Street for Sunday services. I appreciatively availed of his great generosity and celebrated Mass there each Sunday morning until such time as increased attendance necessitated moving to the Tanner Hall on the scenic shore of Lake Apopka. I also appreciatively availed of his great generosity in having me as a visiting member of the Wednesday afternoon golfing group at West Orange Country Club, affectionately known as the Mob. Considering the money that I lost to the Mob over the years, I now easily see why they were so named. However, I am cheerfully confident that its many members who have predeceased Dr. Gleeson were at the pearly gates last Sunday afternoon together with his lovely wife, Georgia, to warmly welcome him home. And knowing Georgia as I do, she probably said to him, "Albert, what took you so long?" This reminds me to now make a public confession, namely, I plan on talking a little longer than usual and than normal because my subject lived longer than normal. So please bear with me. With affectionate appreciation, I thank the pastor of this beautiful church, Father Carlos, for warmly welcoming me to be the chief celebrant and homilist. How really and reverently fitting it is to be celebrating this funeral mass of the Resurrection in the parish church of the Resurrection that Dr. Gleeson played an eminently prominent role in founding, funding, and faithfully participating. On behalf of Father Carlos and also Father Alex, former pastor here, who are concelebrating with me and on my own behalf, I offer heartfelt condolences and sincerest sentiments of sympathy to the Gleeson family, to Barbara, Francis, Tommy, Jennifer, and Catherine, and to their respective spouses, to his 9 grandchildren and their respective spouses, to his 14 great-grandchildren, to his loving and special friend, Mildred Arrington, to his capable and caring carers, Ella Henderson, Alcine Bennett, LaTanya Willis, and Jean Pickard, and to all mourning Dr. Gleeson's death. May the comforting and consoling and considerate hand of the risen Lord be upon each of you. Praying for deceased people is a biblically based, cordially cherished, and piously practiced long-time Catholic tradition. It is why we have come to this sacred place, delightfully dear to the deceased, to offer Mass for the official prayer of the Church for the repose of his soul. We have come also, of course, to be comforted and consoled by God's word, specially selected by his family for this service, to be nourished and nurtured by God's Eucharist, and to be strengthened and supported by God's people. The presence of so many here, people whom he delivered as babies, people whom he treated as patients, people who worked with him or for him, and friends in general, is personal testimony to the enormous esteem in which the deceased was held in this community. Besides, a sorrow shared is always a sorrow alleviated. In Orlando's Regional Medic Center a few years ago, in the Lutheran Towers Therapy Center that immediately followed, and just recently in McCoy Winter Garden Health Central Hospital that Dr. Gleason helped to found and that will forever mark his final hospital visit. He mentioned on different occasions that he wanted to go home. Each time, pointing his index finger upwards to clarify any doubt about his wish, any doubt about the home that he was referring to. More important, though, than the direction of his finger indicating his home is the direction that he gives me for this talk, the direction that Dr. Gleason's lengthy life took because of his religious faith that was his. Soul searching and such expressions at such thoughtful times in his life readily reveal that he was always guided by the luminous light of his religious faith. A light and a faith ignited on the day of his baptism in 1911. A faith symbolized in the lighted baptismal candle. A faith he daily nurtured by prayer, especially the prayer known to Catholics as the Rosary, and weekly nurtured by Mass participation and Eucharist reception. 103 plus years ago, the sacrament of baptism transformed him into a child of God, destined to live as a member of God's family here on this earth, and then to be with God for all eternity in heaven. This bedrock faith and belief that was his, always the sacred and shining light leading him to his heavenly home, as indeed each baptized person's religious faith should be. Because of his pious and purposeful belief, because of his faith In our first reading, that reminds us of a divinely ordered time of birth and death. And because of his own deteriorating body, much older than most, and 44 years older than the biblical norm of 70, he knew that his earthly home on Surprise Street, across from the hospital, in which he had lived for 66 years, was quickly coming to an end. But he also knew that there was another home, a dwelling provided by God, in the words of St. Paul, a dwelling of the heavens and made by hand, not made by hands, but to last forever. And a dwelling, in the words of our Gospel by the evangelist St. John, that Jesus himself had begun to prepare for all that love him. This was the heavenly home that he lovingly longed for so much. We pray that he entered it gracefully, joyfully, and triumphantly on Sunday afternoon last, when he delightedly heard the warmest of welcomes he could possibly hear, the wondrous words of Jesus himself: "Come, you have my Father's blessing. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." It's why our Gospel today comforts us when it commends us with, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." As a competent, consecrated, and conscientious physician, for almost 80 years, his praiseworthy purpose was always to help people live happier, healthier, and lengthier lives. And this he undoubtedly did, as so many of you here today can personally testify. His was a holistic approach to medicine, long before the adjective was popular. And 10 years after it was coined in 1928. To his patients, he was always an exceptionally empathic professional, channeling blessed daylight and blessed welcome to the unborn, calmness to the disturbed, comfort to the hurting, confidence to the insecure, direction to the confused, encouragement to the discouraged, expectancy to the hopeless, healing to the sick, inspiration to the shameless, joy to the heavy-hearted, and strength and health to the weak. Within this gentle giant of a man, there was ever a placid, pleasing, and professional dignity, coupled with his welcoming ways that made him so easy to approach, with his consummate capacity to empathize and sympathize, and with his prodigious professionalism producing prodigious results, one always felt happier, healthier, and more heartened for having been in his reassuring presence. He was ever the eminent embodiment of Mother Teresa's admonition, namely, "Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier." Be the living expression of God's kindness, kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, and kindness in your smile, unquote. Dr. Albert H. Leeson was ever all of these and much more. Never for a moment, though, did he feel that he had absolute power over death. His Catholic faith assured him of it. His exceptional experience as a physician educated him in it. And his own death personally proved it. As we celebrate this funeral liturgy, the preeminent prayer of thanksgiving, we thank God for his infinite gifts of Word and Eucharist. We thank him for his invaluable gift of Albert H. Gleason, the son, the brother, the physician, the husband, the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, and the faithful and faith-filled friend of so many. Eternal rest granted to him, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.